The Cast 11 Podcast Network is made possible by the 2022 Ultimate Holiday Guide. Promote your next event or holiday offering in the Ultimate Holiday Guide by calling Alicia at 928-642-3552. That morning cup of coffee is part of the daily routine for many people, and now that the holidays have passed, we are going back to work and finding that starting back to regular life is much harder without that coffee. If the coffee is bad, then it can be that much more difficult to return to work. Here is some advice from Richard Gregory, owner of Prescott Coffee Roasters. Bear in mind that Gregory recommends paying attention to water filtration first, followed by the coffee grinder and brewing method. He firmly believes filtered water and the quality of the coffee grind have more to do with making a good cup of coffee than people give them credit for. Gregory also recommends trying different coffee bean varieties, blends, and roasts to find out what you like. I really feel what is good coffee is subject to one's own opinion, so play around and find your own level, he said. So what if you like it weak or somehow out of the norm? It is your coffee, right? Use filtered/scale-inhibited tap water. According to Gregory, our city's well water is a little on the hard side. He recommends using a high-quality water filter in your home to cut down on the lead, chlorine, and hard water minerals that can slowly damage your coffee maker. Use a burr grinder. A burr coffee grinder crushes beans to a uniform size, allowing the water to consistently make contact with the coffee through the brewing process. Not only does burr ground coffee make a better tasting cup of coffee, avoids clogging the filter, and gives you the flexibility to grind beans to the fineness suited to the type of coffee maker used. Coffee maker. Gregory recommends two types: a coffee maker certified by the Specialty Coffee Association, the same organization that sets the standards for most restaurant drip coffee makers, or, for the best budget brew, a version of a French press. Adjusted for our altitude, Gregory recommends 1 ounce of coffee for every 16 to 18 ounces of water heated to 200 degrees Fahrenheit. If you're using a French press, he recommends 4 to 6 minutes for steeping. Choosing your coffee. Gregory points out that coffee sold in supermarkets tend to be older and a lower quality than coffee from a specialty roaster, which is why most don't have a roast dated on the bag. This means that the coffee is typically stale, although it does make for a consistent taste, where every cup of supermarket coffee tastes like the one before. For best taste, buy your coffee within a week of roasting and brew it all within 2 weeks after roasting. Finally, bear in mind that brewing great coffee is an art, not a science. While he understands that people would like more precise answers, Gregory noted that very little in life is precise. This is why the good coffee at cafes is worth paying the dollar for. Read more stories in Travel Leisure, Dining on SignalsAZ.com. Advertise your deals with Talking Glass Media I, Delios. Learn more.